This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. We are off and running because it's game week,
baby. Hell yeah.
Good morning.
What's up, brother?
You're listening to me, Mitchell Finley. You're also watching us on the stream via the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. I'm fired up, man. It was a great Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Just perfect weather up and down the East Coast. We had college football all weekend. And dude, this is it. This is the real deal. Like, you know how I continue to say over and over, like, the Commanders' real week one roster will show up tomorrow on that practice field.
Uh-huh.
We're here. We made it. Congratulations to everybody. We made it.
We're on the week one roster?
I mean, no, but we're like.
Do we get a game check?
We made it, dude. Summer and list season and everything else. We're here now, dog.
Yes, indeed.
I had just a really nice weekend. Watched a lot of football. Chilled at the beach. Did play a round of golf. I understand you played some very good golf. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I got back on the hitting the fairway train, JP.
And that helps.
Feel real good about it, you know?
Take some money off Beasley?
Did I really? No, he didn't bet that day.
Well, that's smart.
I did take money off of Wayne, though.
Shout out to Wayne.
Yeah, yeah. Wayne told me they'll be coming to the radio talking about beating him.
Well, so, Wayne, you got beat. That's how it's gonna go, Wayne. Sorry. I was down at the beach. I got to play golf with Monty.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, man. Shout out.
My dog.
Shout out to Mr. Montgomery. Just absolute legend. Dude runs the whole Delaware shore, it seems. It's funny, we were pulling into town. So Thursday night, that drive kind of sucked. I told you that Friday.
Oh yeah.
Did I tell you this? Ainsley was like, "Daddy, is that your friend's restaurant?" I was like, and that one, and that one, and that one. But we had a blast. I played damn near my best golf, except I was completely unable to putt.
Why is that your problem?
B, I shot an 86 with a 4-putt on 9.
Maybe you played good golf.
Well, so then thought, all right, let's keep it going. You know what I mean? I snuck out for 9 yesterday afternoon and played terrible. It's just, you never know, man.
See, what I tell people all the time about putting, the one thing you can do year-round is putt.
I putt all the time. I putt on my porch every night. I make 105-footers, like, every night.
But stop worrying about your porch, because you know what? Your porch is fast and it's flat. Go somewhere with some undulation.
All right, well, I can't do that every night. I can't just go to a putting green.
But you can at least go into another part of the house. Or
I don't have any undulations in my home.
You need to find something.
I mean, if you got a house with undulations, you got bigger problems.
No, I'm just saying, you got a little putting thing. We got a whole one right here, another one. We got two of them. One over there, and one right here.
I got one.
Yeah.
It was
right, man.
Today, you could tell, is like the official, like, we're all back. School's back in. Like, I think, you know, Virginia maybe started a week before Maryland, but, like, everybody's back now. And you could tell with the traffic, coming downtown. I don't know how your ride was. Mine was okay.
I came right on in this joint.
Yeah, I gave myself enough time, which was a pleasant change.
About time.
I don't always do that. Big news.
You were an adult today.
Big news from Baseball History Nut. Jeff, you might like this account. His account is at Nut History. So check that out if you want, Jeff. Nut History sent me, this is serious breaking news right here on The Fan.
All right, let's go.
You can now order the Jaden Daniels Super Bowl era jersey.
There we go.
I predict this will be the highest selling Washington jersey ever.
I agree.
Ever.
I will agree with that.
Like, I don't know. I assume this is, so this is NFL Shop powered by Fanatics, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how it works with, like, printing these jerseys. I think these will sell out. I think they will be gone ASAP. I think if you're a Commanders fan and maybe you haven't wanted to order a jersey because you didn't know who to get, maybe you're one of these people that doesn't like the new name, likes the old name, wherever you land,
yep.
This is it. This is the one to get.
Totally.
Dude's not going anywhere. The jersey's dope. There's no... There's nothing to not like. This is it. Order it.
100%.
Like, the history of number fives, like, Tress wore it. It was great. McNabb, Heath Shuler, whatever. This is it.
Don't say Heath Shuler.
That's your guy. He was a congressman.
Probably a better congressman than he was a quarterback.
This is the jersey to get. There's no debate. Everybody's been asking me, how do I get him? This is the one to get.
that's a real low bar.
I mean, for the sake of our republic, I hope he was a better congressman than he was a quarterback. I don't know. Is he still a congressman? We need a Heath Shuler update, White Brian. The boys are all back. Jeff's here. Landfill's here. White Brian's back. Apparently, White Brian is past his concussion. He's out of the protocol, fully operational now. Did you watch much college football, B?
I watched a little bit. I didn't get a chance to watch the one I wanted to watch.
Which one was that?
Belichick, take the spanking.
Wasn't much to watch.
That's what I hear. But I did get some of the games on, Saturday and a little bit Sunday.
So Saturday was awesome. You had Texas, Ohio State. Yeah.
I watched a good bit of that one. And
you and I were on the right side of Arch Manning.
Hold on, bro. There was a guy on radio, on TV the other day, and he said, hold on, let's let the man play a game. We already have made him a next coming. He may not be that, or he could be, but let him play some football now. After that first game, I would say this. He can't be that bad, but I don't know how good he's going to be.
I think.
Because I'm hearing all these excuses about, well, that's Sarkisian being stubborn. If he was as good as they were saying, there's no way they wouldn't have put Ewers on the bench when he was sucking at times.
You and I have been saying that for a year now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if Arch was the dude, he would have played. I mean, like, oh, people talk about Sarkisian like he's damn Bear Bryant or something. Like, relax.
Where the hell he's won everything at?
Like, dude, you know what Michigan did this weekend? Michigan's a pretty proud program, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
They started a freshman quarterback. Like, when you're the guy, you play.
Yep.
It's just that simple.
And that's been going on since way back, though. You walk on campus and somebody else is the guy, but they brought you in to be the guy. You don't wait. You know, it's like on a recruiting visit, you tell the people, I'm not coming here to sit behind you. I'm going to be the starting quarterback. Y'all going to be backups. That's what I did.
Well, dude,
so
now I think there's been far, far too much assumed with Arch because of his last name. Mm-hmm. People assume he's going to be Peyton or Eli or whatever. And now I think the pendulum will swing too far that people now assume he sucks. I think we got to wait.
Now,
Ohio State's really good.
But
that's a hostile environment.
He's going to get every chance out there to try to prove the point.
Sure.
A lot of other quarterbacks don't get that luxury.
Sure.
He's going to get it.
And he still can prove it. Like, I am not closing the book on Arch Manning, but I think it reveals some silly stuff that was going on with people just assuming he's going to be the best quarterback out there. Yeah. I thought, you know, obviously Ohio State winning that game was huge. They're probably now, when the new rankings come out, I think it's today, I think they'll be the number one. I thought the best win, though.
Well, Penn State, still, they destroyed their little team.
Yeah.
But they were number two, weren't they?
They might have been three. I think Texas, Ohio State were right there. It depends on the poll. But the best win to me, Miami had a great win at home against mm-hmm. Notre Dame. Florida State had a hell of an announcement by beating down Bama. Bama just didn't look physical enough. And I think that's...
I think the best win was my family.
That's what the best win was. LSU going to Clemson.
LSU told Clemson, to hell with you. We are Death Valley, and we're the real Tigers. In your stadium, they beat them.
Totally. I think LSU was clearly the better team start to finish. I thought Clemson's D-line would give LSU trouble. LSU committed to running the ball. Mm-hmm. That running back, Durham, can play for me any day, man. That dude was
Durham
good.
Durham is durable.
I was really impressed by LSU going on the road. Now, did you get to watch that game at all? I don't know what you were doing. I guess that was Saturday night.
Just I watched a good bit of it.
So I was excited for that game. And, you know, we were down at the beach. It's just like there's only one TV. And the girls were like, it's Full House Marathon at my house lately. And I was like, listen, at 7:30, I'm watching this game, period. Like, you guys can watch it with me.
No debate.
You can go to bed. You can go play in the room, whatever you want to do. But this TV is going to be on this football game. And the histrionics involved before kickoff, 7:30 kickoff, there's no chance they kicked that off till 7:50 and maybe even closer to 8. And so many people want to tell me how dumb I am. I know that Clemson runs down the field and touches the rock. Everybody knows that. They try to make it seem like this is the cool part. So apparently the facilities at Clemson are out of this world, right? I have my little cousin just graduated from Clemson. My friend John Williams sent like 800 of his kids to Clemson. I'm cool with Clemson. I got no beef with Clemson. But as they built out the stadium, and they've built incredible facilities from what I understand, the home locker room is now on the east side of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But the rock and the hill
is on the west side.
Are on the west side of the stadium. So, B. Mitch, the way they tried to sell this on television, it's this magical carpet ride where all the players get on a bus and ride around the stadium to then run down the rock. And the TV was showing this bus ride like it was just... It was Newt Rockne winning one for the Gipper. And I was like, yo, this sucks. It's just a bunch of dudes crammed onto a bus. And they're like, oh, my God, can you believe it? Like, yes, dudes got on a bus. Either move the rock or move the locker room or stop acting like the bus is a big deal. The bus part of this was lame, I thought.
Yeah.
And then they have this cannon. And they got this jacked military-looking dude getting ready to shoot this cannon. B-Mitch, I swear to God, the cannon's the size of my laptop. Like, it was the world's smallest cannon, and they just tried to hype it up so much.
What was the part of Harlem Nights? Remember Harlem Nights when they shooting the gun?
Yeah.
They had something like that?
It was LSU showed up, though, man. I was happy for them.
They're finding people for storming the field now?
I guess. I mean, let the kids storm the field. Florida State was 2-10. They just beat Bama. Let them have some fun.
Yeah.
As long as nobody's hurt.
How long that coach going to be employed?
I don't know, man. You know what his buyout is? So you're talking about Kalen DeBoer at Bama?
$70 million?
$70 million.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think he'll be employed a little bit longer.
Yeah. You know what, though? Got a lot of money at Bama.
Yeah.
You know they had a 200-and-something million-dollar facility? Then they didn't tear it down. They made that for other sports, and then they built another football facility, and it's worth about $400 or $500 million. They have two or three helicopters and team planes for the coaches to fly around. They got a lot of money there.
We're gonna talk a little Terps a little later. Freshman quarterback looks like a player.
There you go.
Hokies. The Hokie defense played well.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina just better. I like that South Carolina good quarterback.
Team, yeah, good team.
Irish go on the road, lose to the Hurricanes.
Gil was at the LSU Clemson game.
Oh, you told me about that.
Yeah, sure. He was.
Went too.
Yeah, he was.
We should have connected Lee and Gil.
He took his son with him.
I imagine they enjoyed themselves.
Oh yeah.
Belichick last night. For all the excitement, they got their ass kicked.
Well, let's be real now. One thing about football, I don't care what your level it is, you have to have players. And when I was asking about this game earlier, people were talking about, well, TCU's not that good. I know one thing, TCU can fly. And if you don't have some horses on your side, they may not be better than you, but they're going to run past you all day. They need to get athletes. And so, North Carolina, let's be real, it's basketball school. Ain't no football school. Basketball school. And Bill Belichick, we gave him a lot of credit. And he deserves it because he got Tom. He was able to let Tom and Bill O'Brien, the thing.
Yep.
Let them run that side. But ultimately, he can't play football for college. He gotta go get some horses, dog.
So here's the problem. The way college football is now, like, he could have done it already.
Like, but, you know,
he brought in whoever he brought in.
Yeah, but
I don't know that he's going to build it.
The mindset that he has is that I'm bailing everybody else. It's not going to work.
Agreed.
You better spend some of that North Carolina money.
Agreed.
That's what y'all better do if you think you're going to compete at the highest level.
Deion, I don't know if you watched Georgia Tech Colorado, but that game was pretty good Friday night.
I didn't see none of that.
He was bad with the clock late in that game.
Mm-hmm.
They lose by a touchdown. They have a late drive. He finished the game with two timeouts in his pocket.
Nah, man, you can't do that.
Not in a one-score game.
No, you can't take timeouts home. I'm just saying.
You're down to tutty.
Hey, like, even if you don't, listen, you call them just in case. Refocus, do something. You can't take timeouts home.
I did, Landfill, real quick, I wanted to ask you a quick question.
Hit me with it.
Around here, who probably loses stuff the most?
You?
Probably me, right? And who probably loses stuff the least?
Me?
Yeah, B-Mitch.
Probably B-Mitch. So it was fairly astounding this morning. I got into the office, said hello to some folks. Shout out to PBI Furniture, gave me a t-shirt. Appreciate you. And I took my lunch. My wife packed me a lunch. Shout out to her. And I took it into the kitchen and put it in the refrigerator. Pretty standard, right? When I opened the refrigerator, a set of car keys fell down from the heavens and landed on the floor. I said, oh no, somebody lost their keys. Can you guess who left their keys on top of the refrigerator?
I did.
Wow. At least he didn't leave them in the refrigerator.
So I was like, whose keys are these? And then I was like, I recognize these keys. Brian Mitchell left his keys on top of the fridge.
You got even with B-Mitch, though, when you stole his headphones earlier.
Dude, I asked him, whose headphones are these? He said, I don't know.
I've never seen them over there. I normally, they sit right here, and then I plug them up right before we start. Plugged up to your thing over here.
I'm up 2-0 on the day. I did find your keys.
Don't worry about it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the keys.
No problem.
But don't worry. You'll probably pass by me in about 30 minutes.
Busy, busy day. It's week 1. Week 1. NFC East, New York Football Giants. Pat Leonard will join us at noon, tell us all things going on with Big Blue. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines. Whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here, and the only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner, 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Cheeseburger in paradise. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Look, man, I don't know nothing about nothing, but I kind of think I broke the internet. So Jeff's boy, Nut History, sent me the link to the Jaden Daniels jersey. So I then tweeted it out, and we talked about it here on the radio. Mm-hmm. And now, like, the link's not working. I think everybody immediately ran to buy the Jaden jersey, dude.
Is it the right link?
And I guess people are saying it doesn't ship till October. Okay.
But that's probably it.
Yeah, I mean, it's September now.
They said it wasn't going to be ready until then. So you got 29 days?
Right.
Yeah.
And not to mention, like, they don't wear them till November. So Order it. You'll get it in October. You wear it when they wear it.
Yeah.
Something just came across that I thought is really cool, B. And this kind of runs counter to at least the graphic we've been seeing on the internet about the Commanders having the most expensive beer prices in the NFL.
Huh?
Actually, open the phones, because I feel like fans will be able to help us understand this. Because I think the Commanders' concessions prices are pretty jacked. I think they're pretty high. But I think if you're a Gold Cup member or whatever that is.
Food's free?
No. But I think it's significantly less.
I think one of them, you get food with your stuff up there on that club level.
Maybe. There are definitely seats that include food and beverage. Yeah. I know a couple years ago, I brought the girls. I always bring them to a preseason game, and they wanted a lemonade, and it was $15. And I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Get the girls a lemonade, man.
I did. But I think if you're a gold member or you understand, because everybody's been talking about the Commanders' beer prices are the highest in the NFL, right? The Ravens just tweeted this out. And I think the Falcons were the first team to do this. Huh? You go to Atlanta, man, that stuff is cheap, and it's like free refills. The soda machines are out in the hallways. The Ravens just tweeted this out. They have 11 items under $5 at Ravens Stadium.
Okay.
And this is legit, dude. Barbecue chicken sandwich is $4.99. Nachos are $4.49. You get a hot dog for $3.49. I'm just going to say, I'm going to round here, make it a little easier. Pretzels, $2. French fries are $3.50. Peanuts are $3.50. I don't know what these are. Blackbird chips are $2.50. Popcorn's $2. 24-ounce soda, $4. 20-ounce water, $3.50. And B, you get a beer for $5. 12-ounce beer.
12-ounce? Yeah, I figured it'd be 12-ounce.
Jeff, answer this. I'm curious if people are calling about the beer at FedEx. I love the fact that you can get a kid, you bring a kid to a game in Baltimore, hot dog, popcorn, and a soda for $10. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, when I was a kid and went to games, all I wanted was a hot dog.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. I also love, if you're just a dude, you get four beers for $20.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of stadiums sell, like, the gigantic size beers.
That's what I've been, I think that's what the Commanders do. They don't sell the 12-ounce. It's the bigger ones.
My guess is that's like a 12-ounce draft beer, and it just comes in a cup or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the gigantic beers, especially when it's hot. The second half of that beer gets pretty hot.
You got to drink it real quick.
Clearly.
You got to guzzle it. You got to do the Mitch Tischler.
Mitch will put a beer down.
Yeah.
We did All Ears live at Lost Rhino last week, and they gave us a beer, and then we were kind of packing up to leave. And I was like, oh, dude, do you want that? He's like, yeah. He just finished it. Jeff, do you know, I think for the Commanders, if you are a season ticket member, because not everybody gets full season tickets, but what is it? It's like gold or whatever.
Yeah, you're a gold member.
So what is gold member, and how much are the food concessions discounted?
It's crazy because last week they were complaining because gold member food used to be 50% off, and now I think it moved to like 30%.
Mm. So do you get the 30% on the beer, or are they just rocking the most expensive beer in the league?
I don't know if it's for the beer or not.
So here's the reality. You're still going to buy the beer. Yeah. Like it kind of sucks, but like, so
yeah. Are you going to show up early and just drink them all in the parking lot?
All right, so Tailgate Ted.
You're going to be in the bathroom or you're going to be watching the game.
Tailgate Ted is the man with the plan. If you are a gold member, all right, Tailgate Ted's on the phone. Okay, he just sent me some stuff. So the gold member food is way less, but it still doesn't really compare to what the Ravens just rolled out. I know the Falcons have cheap stuff. And it doesn't look like you get any gold member help on the booze. If you want a beer, a large premium beer is $18. A large domestic beer is $17.
Okay.
A large premium canned cocktail, Brian, $23. Is that like a high noon?
Must be.
I'll
tell you about that later. Let's go to Ted.
Ted, tell us what we need to know.
So it used to be 50% off of concessions if you're a gold member, meaning you're a season ticket holder. Now it's up to 50% off. Some items are just a couple of dollars off. Some items are still 50% off. So there are some fans that are kind of frustrated because if you're a season ticket holder, the food prices went up a little bit. But things just cost more now.
Well, I imagine ticket prices went up too.
Hey,
right?
They did. They did a lot of rehabbing that stadium. It's not free.
So. Yeah. I mean, I get it, B. And trust me, I get fans that bring their families, and it's now costing them more. I don't buy beers when I'm inside the game because I don't want to have to run back and forth to the bathroom and miss a play. Yeah. I mean, back in the day when we were bad, I'd miss plays all day long and grab a bunch of beers because it was nothing fun to watch.
Ted, can you, the gold member pricing, can you get that at any concession stand or do you have to go to special ones?
No, all the concession stands down there have gold member pricing, regardless of what level you're on. The one that you were talking about, B, that has food included, that's if you're a club holder,
there you go,
season ticket member. And then they've got that gold member lounge with chicken tenders and fries and sodas and stuff up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Ted. Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, no worries, boys.
Take care, brother, man.
So looking at this, Ted sent me some photos. If you want a hot dog, just a straight up jumbo beef hot dog, is $9. That's something. But if you're a gold member, it's $4.50. Compare that to the Ravens. Seems like everybody just gets a hot dog for $3.50. A pretzel is $9, but it's $6 for gold members. I'm trying to find the value play for you, Landfill. I don't know what a mac and cheese hot dog is.
Oh, I found the value play. My couch.
Is this dude's, Jeff, this dude's name is Meta? Okay. Meta World Peace. Meta, what up, man?
Hey, D. Mitch, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, JP,
hey,
how you doing?
How are you?
Okay, I'm a gold member, club member, and the food is included, but you get four items. You can get your entree, get you a side, and get you, I don't know what the other is, but you get in line. It's a long line. You can get one. Then if you want it again, you got to get in the long line again.
So there's different lines for the gold members?
Yes, for the club, for the club. This is for the club members, club gold members. So upstairs, the food is free, but you can get a line. You can only get one hot dog, one nacho, and a side, and then get your drink. You can get how many drinks you want. But that turn you get in line, you can only get one. Then if you want it again, you got to get back in the long line and get it again.
Damn.
Now, for the preseason, they had all this sliders and stuff. So I hope for the regular season they'll bring back the hot dogs and the chicken fingers. But to me, that's what football is about. And pizza, that's what football is about.
There you go.
Yeah. So you can wait in the long line for the food. Is there food you could go buy without a line?
Yes.
You
go down to the lower level, you can buy it, and you get a discount off of it. I think it might be 25%, it might be 50%. But if you're up there by your seat, why you can't get your food up there?
Meta, can I ask a different question?
Sure.
You seem to be out of breath. You've been jogging?
Oh, you know what? Because I was rushing. Well, go ahead.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Okay.
So, I mean, let's just play this out. I'm not talking about kids. If you're a guy going to the game, Commanders, Giants, week one.
Yep.
I mean.
You're buying the beer.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, what's a reasonable amount of beers you're going to buy during a football game? Like, not aggressive.
Depending on how the game's going.
But let's say you're buying four.
If the game is going real good,
six.
I can see you, like, I got this round, and you go get around,
sure.
And Jeff get around, and Lanford get around. But Lanford say you're going to be on this couch, so he's going to get on the round. Or if they're going real bad, you might want to drink more beer.
I'm just saying, pricing this out, if you want four beers.
$60.
80.
Well, how much is the beer?
$18.
18. Ooh.
And if it's the guy carrying the thing around, like the concession guy, like you're going to tip him. I tell you what is convenient, although nobody has cash anymore, but at $18, it's pretty easy to just give the guy the 20, tell him to keep the change.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of money for a beer, though, dog. Although,
hey,
what's
man,
a beer?
Certain, like, we figured it out now. Like, right now, I can go buy five steaks. I buy the twice-baked potato, get me some lettuce and the tomato, make a salad, and go cook it. I promise you I will spend the amount of money I will pay for all the steaks and everything. I probably will go into a restaurant and order the same size steak, and that one steak with that meal will cost more than all five of us.
Dude, not even like steaks.
So it happens like that. When you go to a restaurant, you go to certain places, you automatically know you're going to pay more money than what you would at the store.
Oh, I'm trying to. Dude, I went and played putt-putt this weekend at the beach with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned the putt-putt in the in downtown Bethany, stupid expensive. So we went down to South Bethany to play some dinosaur putt-putt, B. Mm-hmm. I had two holes in one on the front.
On putt-putt?
Dog, I was vibing. My family, four people. My wife and the two girls. How much do you think putt-putt costs? Just to go putt-putt.
For all four of y'all?
Yeah.
You probably spend right at $80.
It's 50.
50?
12 a person.
Well, if you went downtown, it would have been 80.
Yo, it was. It was 78 when I went to the downtown one. That's why we're going further south now. All right. Plenty going on. If you want to call about beer prices, I just think it's cool the Ravens are introducing a low-cost option. Because, dude,
the Ravens stadium is paid for probably now. This is they just did some revamping, and they got a new stadium because they got to make some money.
Well, the Ravens also never spent a dime on that stadium. That was all taxpayers.
So guess what? They could do that.
Right.
They pocketed all that other money.
Now, it's worth pointing out, like, I'm guessing the 350 hot dog that the Ravens are selling isn't the super jumbo hot dog, right? Mm-hmm. I bet that's just like a little-ass hot dog that you get out of a
pack. The little wiener.
It's cool they're doing that. The margins on hot dogs, even at 350, probably pretty good.
Oh, believe me.
probably pretty good.
They're not losing. Believe that.
You know who else isn't losing? John Leahy. He's not going to sell you a $12 hot dog. He might sell your house at those prices, but if he's working for you, he's going to find you the best deal, the best value. John Leahy knows this market inside and out.
You need to reach out to John just like a recent seller did. The recent seller was thrilled to receive an offer, which was $20,000 over the asking price for a Silver Spring property. Everything went smoothly. There was no stress, no setbacks, and the sale closed right on time. The client had previously been told by another agent that he wouldn't be able to make any profit at all, but he ended up earning exactly what he wanted because he reached out to our friend, John Leahy. Who says there are no guarantees in life? Check out John Leahy's guaranteed offer right on his website. You can get the ball rolling at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Here's the thing. When you got to move, maybe you got a promotion, but all of a sudden you got to be in Iowa in 2 weeks. Maybe you got a divorce. Whatever the situation is, moving is stressful. You got to deal with like 1,000 DocuSigns and all the mortgage stuff. You need experts that will relieve the stress for you. That's why you need to go with John and the Fine Living Group. They have the options. They have the strategies. They will help you take care of things fast for the most cash and the least amount of stress. That's why I would call John and B would too. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
106.7 The Fan. Shout out to DMX. R.I.P. B, I wanted to make sure we at least mention this. I'm trying to get Coach Loxley on the program this week. Terps had a hell of an opener Saturday in College Park on a beautiful day. Freshman quarterback Malik Washington. This is a guy that there's been a lot of excitement about. I got to meet him last year. He was he won. I spoke at this Touchdown Club dinner, the Annapolis one, and he won their like Player of the Year award. Big kid, carries himself with a real kind of grace for a young man. He looked good, dude. They started a little slow, but I mean, this dude can make every throw. Now, Maryland was playing Florida Atlantic. Like, I get that, but all you can do is beat the guys that you're supposed to play. And he went for three touchdown passes in the second quarter. The defense scored twice. He finished 27 of 43 for 250 and three touchdowns. Pretty good debut.
Yeah. They're letting it fly.
For a true freshman, too. Another example of a true freshman.
If you're the dude, you play.
If you're the guy, you go.
Man, listen, bro. Even if you are a freshman and they have a senior at quarterback or they have a junior at quarterback, if you are better, they're playing you. It's not like if you're better, oh, no, we can't play the true freshman. If you're better, they will play you. That's why I've always been left with let my man play. We're talking about Manning. Let him play. Let's figure it out. Because if he was that guy, they would have moved him up. I've seen it happen too many damn times.
Right. Malik Washington became the first freshman in his debut to throw three touchdown passes. The first person in the Big Ten to do that since 2009, and the first freshman to do that from a power conference since Trevor Lawrence in 2018.
Wow.
Pretty good company.
All right.
The Terps' schedule starts relatively advantageous. I think they have maybe they play like Towson. Yeah, so they had Florida Atlantic. Then, is that Friday night? Is the fifth Friday night? I don't know if...
Yeah, it's the fifth.
My beautiful wife and I have plans, but that'd be fun to go to the Terps game. So the Terps play Friday night against Northern Illinois and then Towson the following weekend. So ideally, you start 3-0. Northern Illinois, though, remember, that they beat Notre Dame last year. I don't know that that's a any sort of cupcake. It's a big spread, though. Damn, Terps are favored by 18. I wanted to be sure we at least mentioned Malik Washington's debut because you never know when you're, like, seeing something that might really matter. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this kid is actually really, really good. And that's the start. I mean, he was a recruit, B. He could have gone anywhere. And Locks does a hell of a job of locking down, you know, his guys. But, I mean, he had offers all over and decided to stay home. Hey. He went to Spalding High School. Kind of Annapolis, Baltimore area. That kid could have gone anywhere and decided to stay home and play for Maryland. I tell you what I don't have much time for. Like, B, this dude had offers from Virginia Tech, Nebraska, Arkansas, Oregon, Penn State, Texas A&M, West Virginia. Like, he could have gone anywhere and stayed home. I remember when James Wood was like, he was scorching to start the season. Remember how good Wood was playing early on? And I remember Grant going on this rant, and I totally agree with him. It's like all the nerds that are like, oh, where are they going to trade James Wood? Where's he going to go next? Because unfortunately, the way the learners operate their baseball team, it's like become a farm system for other teams.
Yeah.
But James Wood is so far away from that when you have to make those kinds of decisions, that it's not worth talking about now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so I bring that up because if you look at Malik Washington's profile, Nebraska, Texas A&M, you know, Oregon, Penn State, like big schools tried to come get this kid, and we're all aware of the way the transfer portal and NIL is set up. Let's just enjoy now and not worry about what else might happen.
Well, that's what they're talking about already?
Yes.
As soon as he get big, where he's going to go? Hey, somebody might just foot a little money here in Maryland.
They got a little cash.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
Kevin Plank got some cash.
College Park after dark. There's some money. nobody go anywhere. You listen to B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food. Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.